All right. Thank you so much for letting us come in here. I want to thank Bristol Motor Speedway for letting us take over the media center for a few minutes before this big race gets going. Obviously, you guys have a lot to talk about and write about around the playoffs, but we want to talk a little bit about 2024 in the future with Trackhouse Racing. So thanks for giving us the honor to come in here and spend a few minutes with you. Today, there's been multiple parts of this press conference. The biggest one for us is that we're going to announce that we've hired Zane Smith in a multi-year deal to come drive with Trackhouse. We've acquired his rights well into the future. What an incredible young man. Been talking to him throughout the summer. Been a lot of different conversations going on across this garage about him and about his where he's going to go in the future. And it's just a really great day for us to be able to announce that he's going to be with Trackhouse, and he's officially here with us. Another part of the announcement is that Spire has officially purchased a third charter for the starting in 2024. As we said previously, you know, we don't talk about numbers. No one talks about numbers. No one talks about the transaction. But other than that in 2024, that transaction will take place. And that transaction actually became an opportunity for us with Zane. So we're also announcing that Trackhouse has formed an alliance with Spire Motorsports for the 2024 season that will enable Zane to go full-time cup racing in 2024. So that's a really exciting opportunity for us. You know, these Spire guys have been friends of ours for a long time, and they'll talk a little bit more about that. But for them to always be there when we needed a situation to help Zane to 2024 was really, really important. So thank you for that. And we'll let Bill Anthony speak about that. And then, you know, I think Justin will allude more to this is, you know, we've been very vocal about our desires to expand. And so I'll let Justin talk about that, what our future may look like. Relative to operating more than just the 1-99 that we currently operate. So here's Justin Marks, Zane Smith, and then Bill Anthony, who's the president of Spire Motorsports. So, Justin, if you want to have a couple comments.
Yeah, this is a really, really exciting moment for us at Trackhouse. I mean, I think that, you know, expansion is something that's, you know, been important to us since we first got on the racetrack, getting to a place we felt like we could be the most competitive organization as possible. But, you know, expansion, you know, can look a lot of different ways. And so with our alliance with Spire and the opportunity to have Zane drive over there next year gives us the ability to grow in 2024 to an organization where we can put three cars on the racetrack full time in 25 and beyond. And as that conversation started happening and conversations around the garage area about what growth looks like for Trackhouse, you know, there was a pretty short list of names, and Zane was pretty much at the top of that list the whole time. So, you know, huge fan of him, what he's accomplished in the race car, his talent, his grind. But probably most importantly, and a core tenet of what we try to do at Trackhouse, is he's a good human. He's a good person. And we try to have good people in our company, no matter what they're capable or not capable of doing. And Zane proved that to us really, really quickly in early conversation. So excited to be able to facilitate a cup ride for him in 2024 and then go to work as Trackhouse Racing to expand, put three race cars on the racetrack in 25 and beyond, and have Zane be a part of that for a while.
Yeah, so most of you see Zane. You know, 3 years in a row has been in the championship hunt in the Truck Series, won the championship last year. But what really, really raised our eyebrows is him getting in the Coca-Cola 600, the longest, toughest race we run, and finishing the top 10 at Front Row. And that was a really, really impressive moment. And I think it was a moment where Zane's like, I can do this, and I'm ready to do this. And so, Zane, tell us about what today means to you.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, huge day. Can't thank both of you guys enough. Been a crazy road to damn it.
This is why we love it.
Yeah.
Because it means something to him, right? This is great.
Give me a minute. I held it together during the championship speech, but damn, I thought I was all good today. Just means the world to me. I almost didn't have anything a couple of years ago, and this is like the place I want to be. 365 days ago, I sat at Bob Evans with a very close friend, and he had asked me where I'd want to race one day, and I think he expected maybe some different answer, but my answer was Trackhouse, and almost 365 days later, I signed a contract with them, and it is the world to me. It's all I've ever wanted to do. Just the sacrifices that have been made are where the emotion comes from and how bad I want it. I will do whatever it takes to win on Sunday, and I now have that chance thanks to Justin Mark. So just so thankful for the people I've had around me, and ready to go compete on Sunday. It's crazy to say.
It's awesome. Mama's here back there filming.
I ain't looking.
Yeah, don't look. Don't look. Don't look. I see where we all got our emotions from. So, Bill, thanks to you and TJ Pusher and Jeff Dickerson for always being there and to answer the call and being a partner with us. So, you know, talk if you want to talk briefly about the expansion for you as well.
Sure, absolutely. So, as Ty alluded, there are a lot of ties. It's actually pretty interesting how close we've been over the years, and I think that makes this kind of a special moment. When Justin was a driver, we had a close relationship with him as a management agency, and Ty actually worked for us for a couple of years, and we also had a connection through Ross, and you think of all of those connections and ties and being the same members of the Chevy family, I think a lot of this makes sense. It's very unique in many regards. You don't see this type of alliance and collaboration, but I will say that we've had the great fortune of being affiliated with some pretty special companies and people over the years, notably Hendrick Motorsports and all that they've done for us. We really relish this opportunity to offer support to someone in the garage that is important and that we've had a connection with and we believe in. They're a championship quality team. I think that our ability to offer support to them tells a lot about our organization. I think that TJ and Jeff have made some bold decisions, to say the least. They've taken some big swings. I think that they've proven step after step that they are willing to take the chances and make the decisions that they need to progress in this sport. I think that this collaboration and affiliation, I think, shows everybody's commitment to the sport. I think that it shows that we're optimistic about the future of NASCAR and what it can be and what we can be in it. There's no doubt that Trackhouse has set the standard for coming out of the block as a new competitive team. It challenges people like us, and we accept that challenge. We embrace that challenge, and, in fact, we want to be a part of that challenge as well. So I think that speaks very well to our ownership, the willingness, the transparency to do that. And I will say that the ties for Spire also relate back to their driver management days. It means a lot to help very talented drivers and to help them progress in the sport and do things that that help push the sport forward. So part of this also is giving a little bit of a nod and a help to Zane and allowing him to move up and achieve his dream. And I think that that's important for us as well.
Yeah, I'll let Justin tell us a little bit of a story, but after purchasing the assets of Chip Ganassi Racing in 2021, a couple of weeks later, Justin got a text from Zane. He's like, hey, so we're going to talk about my agreement. And we were like, you have an agreement? We didn't know he had an agreement with Ganassi. And so unfortunately for him at that moment, you know, we were so focused on just how are we going to get to the racetrack in 2022 as we were growing, and we didn't have a pathway at that moment. And so to be 2 years later, really amazing that he persevered, and not only persevered, but did extraordinarily well. And if you want to add anything to that, Justin?
Yeah, I think it's been an interesting story arc for Trackhouse from the beginning. Just it's a reuniting of people, and I think it shows when you build something and you operate authentically and you stay committed to the vision and who you are, that things just kind of work out. And you know, we've told the story ad nauseum about, you know, Ross buying his first racing seats from me when he moved up from North Carolina, and the fact that I raced for Ganassi and the way the CGR thing went, and we put Ross in the car and he won his first race for us and all that. It's fascinating, and this is just another really interesting anecdote about this journey is the fact that, you know, we didn't know that Zane was under any kind of contract or anything with Chip. And so when I got the text, it was like, oh shit. Okay. You know, we're just not in a, you know, we're not in a spot right now to do anything, but it was a moment that went on, you know, Ty's world famous whiteboard and sat there for a long time. And it just, it's that kind of thing. It's like when Ross texted me after, you know, after we announced the CGR thing, Ross texted me and said, I want this. And when someone like Zane, who, you know, reaches out and says, man, how can I be a part of this? You know, what if whatever you're doing at that stage of Trackhouse, it just shows, the drive that he has and the commitment that he's got and how he's constantly thinking about how to create opportunities for himself. So for him to be the one, that we are entering this partnership with is just another element to, I think, a great story that we're all writing together, Ty.
Zane, what about that text?
Yeah, I'm recovered now that I got it out. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how this has all gone in full circle. Not many years before that, I was walking through the gift shop getting CGR diecast cars, and now it was the gym, and I went there a couple of days ago. And I mean, just what attracted me to Trackhouse, obviously I want to be a part of it, and I feel like every driver is always wanting a race on Sunday, and it's so dang hard to get there. And I don't know. I just had seen, and I said it over and over again to the people that were around me of, man, that's a group I really want to be with. And I don't know how we're going to make it happen, but I want to be there. I see the leadership Justin has, and I see the sponsors and the people. It's such a people sport, and I believe those are some of the best people at that race team, and I just wanted to be a part of it. And yeah, unfortunately, it was a weird situation we were all in, but truthfully, I don't know if I was ready as a race car driver to take on Sunday now that I've gotten my feet wet in the Cup Series, but I truly do believe I am ready now, and I'm excited for next year with Spire to learn, and Sunday is a whole different ball game, and I'm just ready to attack it and take advantage of the opportunity I have in front of me. It's everything I ever wanted, like I just said. So just really believe what you guys are doing, and thankful isn't a big enough word to be a part of it.
Yeah, speaking of thankful, I'm not getting out of this room without thanking Sean and Lucy Holt. Sean Holt has been there since the spring when we started talking about things with Zane, and obviously he has a relationship with Zane, and that was going to dinner, having conversations, keeping up with him. Like, he's been a huge part of keeping us up to date and being a part of this future. So Sean, thank you for that. I don't know where Sean went, but thank you so much for that. I'm going to open it up. I wanted to open it up to Claire because
hey,
last
Ty,
time we...
I just want to also thank BJ McLeod and Matt Tift and everyone over at Live Fast for working with us on this transaction, and I appreciate everything that they've done and how they've contributed to the sport, and they're still involved in the sport, but I just wanted to put that out there that they've been really great to work with, and we appreciate them.
Yeah, sorry, Bill. Thank you.
Look at our guys on the screen right here.
Yeah, this is Trackhouse. They're doing
ready
burpees
for the race. Yeah.
To get started. Yeah. They definitely are. They bring
energy.
That's what I
mean.
Where,
sure. Yeah, where they're a little bit different.
And, yeah,
and
unique.
That's what I like.
Yeah, look at them. They're jumping around. So Cap Houston has a new rap song. He had a rap song about Trackhouse. Now he has a country song called Dialed In. You guys have to download it. I think he had 3 downloads last week. So let's make sure we up that. I wanted to open it up with Claire because she's live on the air, because last time she yelled at me for not calling on her. So Claire, just for her, Claire, thank you very much. All right, Bruce.
Bruce Martin with Speed Sport and Forbes. Justin, you're not afraid to swing for the fences, but it seems like the last couple of decisions you've made have been very methodical and thought out, and it really goes to show the precise plan that you have. If you could address the two varying ways of running the business out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the opportunity and what we're trying to do. Every project or development scenario within the company is unique in the players and sort of what it is that we're trying to do. You know, this one is growth and expansion is difficult in this sport. There's a lot of moving pieces and there's a lot of different ways to envision what growth looks like. And I think as we it's no small feat to grow to a third team. So, you know, we have to be very methodical and cerebral about how we approach all of the elements to get something like this done. All I know is that we didn't want to get all that stuff put together and then go, okay, who's our driver? You know, and they're like, who's at the end of a contract? No, it's like, to me, it's the driver's always been the most important part of the entire puzzle. And at the end of the day, you have 147 people working in the shop, and it's one guy holding a steering wheel at the end of the race. And so that has to be the tip of the spear. And I wanted to make sure that we started this journey knowing who our driver is going to be and then filling in kind of everything around it. We were obviously able to do with great, you know, friends at Spire to be able to get him experience next year as we you know, work intelligently and methodically about growing the business.
And if I could veer off topic just a bit, I talked to you at Nashville and we talked about how each cutoff point in the playoffs is a reset point. How do you feel tonight? Because Monday morning will be when you go back into the office and either things are moving forward into the round of 12 or they're not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not thinking about Monday. I think right now we've obviously got a great opportunity in front of us to transfer. We've got a couple points ahead of the cut line here. We've got a little bit of a hill to climb because we didn't qualify that great with Ross, but there's a lot of different ways the race can play out. There's strategy, there's ways for us to get some stage points, and obviously, you know, we're going to be keeping a close eye on everybody else in the race. But all you do is you just try to do the best that you can in that moment, and I think, you know, no one's thinking about the different types of conversations have on Monday. We've got one objective tonight, and we're all singularly focused on that.
Bob, you're next, I think.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Justin, you talk about 13, but you have four drivers now with Shane. So how could you expand to four, or do you think you're going to be three in 2025? You still seem to have one more driver than Steve's.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Shane's, as we announced on Tuesday, Shane's program is about 2024. There's a lot of unknowns around Shane and his development, how he's going to, you know, do on the ovals, how he's going to, you know, if he's even going to enjoy it, kind of a thing. So there's so many unknowns around him that it's, you know, I'm really excited about that program, but that's one that we're just going to have to see how it plays out and see how things go. But I mean, you know, we'll be able to make some more announcements around that and kind of talk about sort of SVG around that, but I'm just really excited with what we've got right now with Zane.
Yeah, and just one more point on that. It's where alliances and things of that nature can come into play down the road.
Danielle Trettis here, 6M. Zane, congratulations. So happy for you. Justin, what Ty said may just answer that question, but trying to connect dots, with Spire acquiring this charter, was there ever a thought in your mind to lease the charter and run it under the Trackhouse banner? Why put Zane in a Spire Mark car?
Yeah, just because the where we are at in the, I mean, expanding to a third team, it takes time and it takes a lot of money. And, you know, we have to be strategic about how we capitalize that third team about, I mean, it sounds stupid, but Featherlite trailers are 8 months out and there's none in the used market. Like, we have to take our time doing this stuff. And so where it makes sense for us is, you know, is putting Zane in an established team where he can focus on the driving. We can focus on, you know, doing everything we can to support him over there and support that car over there while we, you know, expand over the course of a year. We can't rush it, and we didn't want to throw it together late. I mean, it just has to be a process that's going to take course over some time.
Lee Spencer, CatchFence.com. Sorry, I haven't seen the press release yet. Do we have a number or a sponsor to announce at this time?
No, we don't. Yeah,
we're not going to be announcing any sponsors anytime soon. We will, but not at this moment. Today is just about Zane. It's about this graduation, if you will, and so it's about Zane. And then
we don't have a confirmed number yet.
Yeah, and Spire doesn't have a confirmed number. I'm gonna say somewhere between 0 and 99, like you know, somewhere in that range. 98. Okay, 99. Second, 0 to 98. I thought Dustin, did you have some?
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Justin, one thing, this alliance with Spire, is this just with Zane's car, or is this going to be a more organizational type of thing, and you'll be able to include information from the 7 and 77? Or
yeah, this is mainly focused on Zane. I mean, Zane signed a contract with Trackhouse. Zane's going to have a presence in our shop. He's going to have a presence in our systems and our meetings. And, you know, it's Zane is a driver that we have placed over with the help of Spire in another car that we're going to be, when I say, you know, sort of supporting or an alliance, it's really to make sure that all of Zane's opportunities, development, experiences, everything next year is in the context of him learning in the first year in the Cup Series and becoming a Trackhouse driver under our roof.
And Bill, obviously Spire has been quite a player through the years with the charter system. You know, I think there was, in some degree, at least publicly, some team owners were kind of hesitant on kind of moving forward on this, waiting for the agreement between NASCAR and the teams. What led to going out and purchasing this, and just that it seems to be a much significant number than, was it 5-6 years ago, the BK Racing Charter was on the bankruptcy court for $2 million.
I was just talking to Justin about this on our walk over. You know, I think that if you look at down the list of organizations in the Cup Series, there are probably, you'd be hard-pressed to find any that are more transparent about their ambitions and their intentions than these two organizations. And Jeff and TJ have consistently, I think this move is consistent with all of their prior ambitions and their intentions. People questioned, there was cynicism when it was one charter, there was cynicism when it was two charters. Corey signing and re-signing, and I think we've proven and come through in each of those circumstances, and really just to specifically address your question, this certainly is, I was going to say, a double down on the future of the sport. I guess it's a triple down now. And it's a showing of a belief in the sport. That's not to say that there's a lot of work that needs to be done with NASCAR and the charter agreement, but I think we believe in all of the people in the garage and all of the people in NASCAR.
I think we have time for one more. And I think it was over here. Sorry, Jeff, I think it was over here.
Zach Sterniola, NASCAR.com. Zane, for you, being as close as you have been to the Cup Series for so long now, to know that you are for sure coming to the Cup Series in a full-time ride for 2024, how much more significant does that make today for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's, like I said, all I've ever wanted, for one, but to have that weight lift off my shoulders of knowing what I'm doing next year is huge. I feel like it's just so nice to have clarity, like I said, in this industry. But then again, it's another weight added onto my shoulders because this is my final 3 races now left in a truck, and I want to make those the best races I've ever had and hopefully get into this final four and go walk off into the sunset with a back-to-back championship.
And with Joey Chestnut on the TV here, I think this is a good time to be done. All right, Drew, we're done. Thank you, guys. Thanks, everyone.
Thank
Appreciate you.
You.